This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Even as Americans prepare for a presidential election next year, voters in two other countries are choosing presidents right now. Each election is seen as historic, and each election is not quite over. We'll hear the results from France in a moment.
Nigeria has never handed power from one elected leader to another. Usually the military intervenes. Last weekend's election had been seen as Nigeria's best chance yet. Now that election is disputed. Initial results gave the governing party's candidate an early lead, but the main opposition contenders and many voters have denounced what they're calling a flawed vote. Local and international observers have also criticized the election amid reports of violence and some deaths. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports.
We're outside Lagos now in the neighboring state, Ogun State. Yes, am I right, ma'am?
Yes, this is
okay. Were you able to start your day on time?
Yes, we started on time. Mm-hmm. We started at exactly 10 o'clock.
The presiding officer in Ikeruku village, Modupe Olanre Waju Adeshola, told me proudly that her voting center had finished early. The see-through ballot box was half full and zipped up. But a calm election was not the case for many others around the country, where voting was delayed for hours in some instances, and there were incidents of violence too. An 11th-hour ruling by the Supreme Court overturned the National Independent Electoral Commission's decision to disqualify the opposition presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar, who's Nigeria's outgoing vice president. So the commission had to quickly reprint millions of ballots, including his name. Maurice Iwu, the commission chairman, defended the rush job, delivering the newly printed presidential ballots to more than 100,000 polling stations across this vast country with its crumbling infrastructure.
We did respond to the emergency the best we can. And what we did, I don't know any other country in the world that would have done it better.
Critics accuse Nigeria's Electoral Commission of creating the crisis in the first place by excluding Atiku from the ballot. The vice president, who stood against President Olusegun Obasanjo's favored presidential candidate, Umaru Aradua, has already condemned the vote. Atiku said the government must simply scrap a deeply flawed presidential poll.
You have no alternative than to cancel these elections altogether. In fact, I have already rejected the election. You see, there is no way credible, legitimate elections can be conducted under the present INEC and under General Obasanjo.
That's a view many here in Nigeria share, including voters who say they've lost faith in INEC, the Electoral Commission. Local and international observers have described serious shortcomings in the conduct of the vote. Now, many Nigerians say they have little confidence that the results, once they're announced, will be fair because of alleged vote fraud and abuses. Here's a sampling of what some Nigerian voters across the country thought of the polls.
I'm not happy at all because there is a lot of rigging and malpractices, a lot of places there was no election.
All over the country there is no election.
Well, I just pray that this nation gets to a point where things will be done as they ought to be done. Better still, it should be done how it is done in the developed nations.
There were reports in some areas of ballot stuffing, of stolen ballot papers, late delivery of ballots, or the ballots simply showing up at polling stations already thumbprinted. The US-based observer group, the International Republican Institute, issued its assessment of the elections last night. The IRI said the vote had fallen short of acceptable international standards and that the system had failed the Nigerian people. But the National Election Chairman, Maurice Iwu, said his commission deserves straight A's for organizing what he called good presidential and national assembly polls.
We have had a successful election. It was free and fair. We shouldn't lose sight of the big picture, that we did succeed in a major undertaking, that this is the first time in our history that we have had three successive elections.
Now, with a population of 140 million people, all eyes were on Nigeria, Africa's giant, as a driving force for the spread of democracy on the continent. Former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright headed the Washington-based National Democratic Institute's observer mission here in Nigeria. She spoke on the eve of Saturday's key presidential vote.
I think having Nigeria democratic is not only important for the people of Nigeria, but for Africa generally and therefore the world.
the presidential election in Africa's number one crude oil producing country and the world's seventh largest was supposed to usher in a new era in Nigeria. This was to be the first democratic transition in the country's history since independence 47 years ago. Nigerians were eager to see one elected civilian president peacefully handing over to another duly elected leader after decades of military rule. But it looks as if Nigeria's latest disputed experiment with democracy may end up in court in a legal challenge. Ofebi Akwistarkton, NPR News, Lagos.